We are continuing in this series of sermons about what it means to live as post-Easter Christians, as ones who live in the light of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and what that means for us and how that impacts how it is that we live and how it is that we actually even look at the world, how it is that we look at our lives, look at the world in which we live, and how it is that we respond to the resurrection. And so we've been looking at a number of passages, and last week we did that great passage where Jesus talks about being the way and the truth and the life. But this week we're going to continue in that same conversation that Jesus was having with his followers. And here's what he says as that conversation continues. We pick up in the 15th verse and we'll go to the 21st verse. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. May the Lord bless this portion from his holy word. Last week we focused a bit on the phrase that Jesus is the way, and one of the things that I said about it is that that the gospel message of Jesus Christ being the way is at one and the same time the most exclusive and yet the most inclusive message that has ever been spoken. And as Jesus continues on in his conversation with his disciples, he is now talking a little bit more about the truth. And what Jesus is doing is he is promising the gift of the Holy Spirit, promising that the Holy Spirit would be with us in every step along the way. But he uses a phrase for the Holy Spirit that is intriguing. He calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth. Again, that exclusivity aspect of the gospel, that there is ultimately capital T truth. And Darren and I were talking earlier in the week, and he found a wonderful piece that he had just read and shared it with me, and I was looking at it and reading it, and I thought it was very profound. And in this piece, the writer talked about the inclusivity and the exclusivity of the gospel as the two bars of the cross. That you have the vertical bar of the cross, which is symbolic of God's reaching down to us in His Son, Jesus Christ. But then you have the horizontal bar of the cross, which is symbolic of God's reaching out to every single one of us. That, you know, the old phrase, you know, how much does God love you? God loves you this much. That is the inclusivity of the gospel, that God wants to be a part of each and every one of our lives. And Jesus in his conversation with his followers is still trying to get through to them this triunity. Was that the word I might have used, Amy? You'll just nod your head politely. Thank you very much. But this unity of the persons of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that there is a overwhelming unity among them, that there is this one is in the other and the other is in the one, and so on, and that Jesus wants his followers to see and to understand that the gift of the Holy Spirit is the gift of that truth, the truth of God's absolute love dwelling within us, dwelling within our hearts, dwelling within our minds, changing our perspective, changing how it is that we live our lives. changing us from people who are driven by the world in which we live in. We live in a world that is driven by, well, the phrase that's often used is consumerism. That it's about what we can gain, about what we can receive, about what we can own, about what we can control, and so on. But the presence of the Holy Spirit within us is driving us to see that the values that we seek are the values of love, of sacrifice, of giving. You see, Jesus, as he's talking with his followers there, and talking to all of us as well, is trying to help them to see that if we seek to be close to God, there's two things that we have to have in mind. One is that God is already present in us. His love, His truth abides in us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I know that's sometimes hard for us to see and hard for us to figure out, and oftentimes we miss out on that because we want what we want and we don't want to have that tug upon our hearts to do something different. I don't remember the name of the movie, and I don't even remember what the movie was about, but I remember it was a Steve Martin movie, and if somebody after the service can tell me what movie it was, I'd appreciate it. But in this movie, he played a fairly well-to-do person who was widowed, and he was about to get married to another woman, and he goes to the room where his late wife's picture is hanging on the wall there, big beautiful painting of her, and he stands in front of the picture and he says, just, you know, if this isn't the right thing to do, if I'm not supposed to marry her, if I'm not supposed to do this, just give me some little sign, just give me some little sign and I won't go through in this wedding. And as soon as he says that, the picture starts spinning, the chandelier is swaying, the room is shaking, and he says, well, I guess it's okay since I didn't see any sign from you. Well, sometimes that's how we are with the work of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. That we want what we want. We get caught up in our own goals, our own plans, our own aspirations, and we miss the Spirit's tugging on our hearts, the Spirit in the back of our minds trying to nudge us in the right direction, because the Spirit is ever present with us. It's whether or not we listen is the only real issue there. But the other element is a little bit simpler in some ways and a little bit more difficult in other ways. The other element of it is Jesus, as he's talking with his followers here, is telling them that there is a direct connection between Christ's presence with us in the Holy Spirit and the work that we do. What it is we're doing with our lives. He says, if you love me, follow my commands. Well, it's not commands, and the word probably might be better phrased as follow my teachings, follow what I've asked you to do, rather than commands. Commands sounds almost militaristic or legalistic, and that's not what it implies, that's not what it means. What it means is if you really want to be close to God, if you really want to grow closer to Him, if you want to experience Jesus in your life, then one of the key ways to do that is to do His commands, to do what He teaches, to follow the way that He lived His life, to do things like loving your neighbor as yourself, loving your enemy. I told you it's hard to. Doing, you know, service to the least among us. You know, when you start to live your life in a manner that reflects the teachings of Jesus Christ, that reflects the way that Jesus lived His life, when you start to live your life in such a manner where you live not for what you can gain, but for what you can give, then you experience the closeness of Jesus Christ. Because your life and the Holy Spirit become in sync with each other. And the more they're in sync with each other, the more you realize and you know that the Holy Spirit is leading you, guiding you, and directing you in your life. You see, Jesus said, I don't want to leave you as orphans or without guidance, without care, without that kind of sustenance. And so He wanted to make sure that they knew that He would be present with them and with us through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of that truth of God's absolute love for us shown in the cross, a love that spreads out to each and every one of us. He wanted us to have that within our hearts and our lives, but we experience it the most when we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit within us. We experience it the most when we live lives that are selfless, that are giving, that are compassionate, that are caring, that sees the best in everyone we meet. That's when we feel closest to God, and that's when we are closest to being the people that God is calling us to be. Would you pray with me? Almighty and ever-loving God, we do give You thanks for the gift of Your Spirit, Your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth that dwells within us. Help us, O Lord, to always be aware of that Spirit's tugging upon our hearts, guiding us and helping us to see the way that we ought to live our lives, not in what we can gain, but in what we can give. We ask, O Lord, that You would soften our hearts to know and to experience Your truth indwelling within us. We pray this all in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.